This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Hurricane Ivan devastated sections of the Alabama and Florida Gulf Coast. High-rise condominiums and beachfront luxury hotels were ripped open by 130-mile-an-hour winds, their facades torn away like tissue paper. Elevated sections of Interstate 10 have been washed away and beachfront homes plucked off their foundations and left in the middle of the road. The worst-hit areas are still accessible only by air, but across the rest of the region, residents have begun to make their way home. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from the Gulf Coast of Alabama.
30-year-old Elizabeth Ward stands at what is now the end of Route 59 and looks out over the Gulf of Mexico toward her neighborhood. There is a mile of water between her and her driveway.
Oh, God. See the water there? Over there. There's probably about 9 or 10 feet of water at my house right now. It's in a low plane.
Ward and her husband own and operate a beachfront miniature golf course in Gulf Shores. It, too, is underwater. They are exhausted, and the scope of the cleanup that awaits them out there under the salt water would make anyone weep. But Ward counts her blessings instead.
I'm just glad that all my family and friends are safe and made it through. I mean, everything else can be replaced, but with time and patience, I guess. So, a little bit devastating, but you can't let it ruin you. It's just nature.
Large stretches of beachfront property were annihilated. Island roads look like the Sahara Desert. The only evidence of their existence are the lines of telephone poles that flank the sand. Many streets are gone entirely, replaced by vast stretches of water. The damage will be counted in the billions of dollars. Hurricane Ivan was capricious in what it destroyed and left alone. Out in the middle of a low-lying section of coast that's half swamp, half sandbar, a local honky-tonk called Julie's Music Bar still stands, much to the amazement of its manager, Jim Del Champs.
I was expecting a slab of cement, but shoot, we're ready to get the power on and clean up and go back to work.
Del Champs decided his house was too close to the Gulf and Ivan was just too mean, so he wrote it out at his brother's Dale house a few miles further inland. But those few miles didn't provide much of a buffer zone for either of the Del Champs brothers.
It was scary because we lost electricity right about when the television people gave us, you know, some heart thumpers. And the wind started howling and it's dark. You can see limbs going by, but you really can't tell what size they are.
I went through Frederick and I never saw winds like this. But you know, it's amazing. Frederick did a lot more damage than this hurricane.
Just how much damage Ivan inflicted on you depended on the geography of your particular parcel of property. And luck played a small role, too. When Jim Del Champs went back home yesterday morning to see what fate had dealt him,
I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, first thing I did when I got down to my house, went in, put my hands on the carpet, and I said, it's dry. No electricity, no water, but, you know, the house is dry, the roof's intact.
But for many along the coast of Florida and Alabama, the roof is not intact, nor the floors, nor walls, the family pictures, nor their lives as they were just 2 days ago. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.